listening to Everything Under the Sun on KDNK.
That's right. This is Everything Under the Sun on KDNK. I'm your host, Raleigh Burley, and I'm so pleased to be joined in studio by a musician today. We're going to shake it up a little bit for Everything Under the Sun and feature a musical guest. Hiroya Tsukamoto comes to us from Japan and now lives in New York but was born in Japan and is performing a concert at the Third Street Center tonight at 7 p.m. And we're so honored to have his presence in the studio today. How are you, Hiro?
Good. Thank you, Raleigh, for having me.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah, and good to be back to this area. It's so beautiful.
Right. So you've been through a number of times. You've performed around here.
Yeah.
And this concert tonight kind of came together after running into local musician Lisa Dancing Light in Redstone.
Yeah. This Monday, she ended up organizing this concert, which was great in the last minute.
So it must be cool to return to a place and see familiar faces as you go about touring over the years.
Yes, it is great.
And it's been a heck of a couple of years. So you're on tour after a long break.
Right. Uh-huh.
How is that feeling?
Yeah, it's good to travel and sharing my music and stories with people. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I read on your website that you actually got started playing the banjo.
Yes, that was my first instrument.
And so is the banjo a common instrument in Japan?
No, not at all.
How did that come about?
My father found a used banjo at the thrift shop in my hometown back in Japan. And then I was in the middle school. I believe I was 13 years old. And he brought back one day, and he opened the case, and he said, "This is a American instrument called a banjo," which I didn't know what it was, but at least I tried to practice by myself, which was very difficult.
Did you have any, source material to listen to and get an idea, or were you just improvising?
There was no way to find banjo teacher in my hometown, but my parents' friend was a bluegrass musician in Japan. So he was introducing me lots of old bluegrass records, and I tried to learn from the records.
Wow.
But still, it was hard because banjo was so fast. Hard to...
Do you continue to play the banjo today?
I stopped playing for a long time, but during the pandemic, I started playing again.
Cool.
And actually my wife gave me a present as a banjo online lesson. So that forced me to practice, which was a great opportunity for me.
Well, shout out to your wife and your kids who are on tour with you and listening to us right now.
Yeah.
Well, I'd love to get a sense of your musical style. Perhaps you could play a song for us.
Sure. This is one of my original pieces called From Coast to Coast. Thank you.
Bailen, Bailen, Bailen. Bailen, Bailen, Bailen.
Wow, what a talent.
Thank you.
That was incredible.
Thank you very
much. That's an original song that you wrote?
Yes.
Wow.
It was.
Did you have a formal education in music?
I went to music college in Boston, mm-hmm. but it's been a long time, so I forgot many things, what I learned. But yeah.
Is that what brought you initially to the United States?
Yes. Yeah. In 2000, I took the audition for this college, Berklee College of Music, mm-hmm. And came to the United States.
Who are some of your inspirations musically?
It's been changing because I started as a teenager when I was playing mostly like old American rock. But in college, I studied mostly jazz and then going back to more like American root music. And so it's been changing, but I would say my biggest influence is American guitarist named Pat Metheny from Missouri.
Okay.
Yeah.
For listeners just joining, we're speaking with Hiroya Tsukamoto, who is performing a concert at the Third Street Center tonight at 7 p.m., $15 at the door, and it promises to be a really exciting concert. So beyond your musical influences as far as people and bands, what other things do you derive inspiration from?
I've been traveling a lot as a performer, and that brought me different places. So I got lots of inspiration from places, mm-hmm. you know, landscapes, such as landscapes in Colorado, like spectacular landscapes. But in addition to that, like, I met wonderful people on the road, and the stories they shared me inspired me a lot too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have you written songs inspired by Colorado specifically?
Yeah, there's a one piece that I wrote in Gunnison called Black Canyon.
Black Canyon.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, for folks to know, Hiroya, or Hiro, has a Patreon and a website, and also teaches guitar online. One of maybe the silver linings of the pandemic is it's brought that possibility much more to the surface for a lot of people.
Right.
Where are some of your students located that you currently teach?
I have students from different places all across the United States. Mm-hmm. I have one student in Hawaii. And sometimes I teach students in Japan, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
And we were speaking before we came in on the mic, and you mentioned that you majored in Spanish. So you have this
back in Japan.
Latin influence as well.
Mm-hmm.
Where did that inspiration to study Spanish come from for you?
When I was in middle school, I had a chance homestaying in Mexico, in southern part of Mexico, Chiapas.
Wow.
With a Mexican family, and they had two boys, same age as me, and who were playing guitar mm-hmm. so well, and they inspired me to music too, besides Spanish.
Cool.
Yeah.
Do you stay in touch with them? Have you?
Not too often, but once in a while.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I'd love to hear another song. I don't know
sure.
if Black Canyon's an option, but whatever you like.
Okay. Here's another original song called Another Great Day to Be Alive. I'm gonna tune my guitar, make sure tuning is right.
And you're listening to Everything Under the Sun on KDNK. I love that last note.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was great. And it looks very technical, very challenging to play like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a slow song, but how to describe, but yeah.
Do you mostly enjoy playing your own original music? Or
mostly,
mm-hmm.
But I do a couple of Japanese folk songs. And all American folk songs, too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, it must be really cool to see those traditions blended and
mm-hmm.
the crossover, but also what's unique to each one.
Yeah.
And is your preference to play with steel guitar strings?
I like nylon string, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I do a looping, which is I create multiple layers, recording layers and layers. And to do that, steel strings have more clarity. So I use steel strings for that reason too.
Cool. And tell us a little bit about your pandemic experience. Was it a fruitful time for writing?
Yeah, it was difficult in the beginning, as everybody else. Mm-hmm. But I started to try to write new music during that time. And before that, I was going to different places to perform. And when I had the free time on the tour, I tried to write new music inspired by places and people. But pandemic, I had to stay home, which was difficult. But at the same time, that gave me opportunity to face to just the music itself. Mm. Which made me realize another important thing, you know, how just the music is enough sometimes, mm-hmm. you know. Yeah, so
the healing power.
Yeah,
and that emotional release when words don't quite say it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, folks should know that they can catch Hero performing live at the Third Street Center in Carbondale tonight at 7 p.m. And if you're unable to attend tonight, Hiroya Tsukamoto is hiroyatsukamoto.com is the website where you can find some
Thank
of
you
the
for
music.
Spelling out. It's hard to memorize. Yeah, well, people can Google my name, Hiroya, mm-hmm. guitar, and some of my links will be coming up too.
Well, we'll be sure to add it on to kdnk.org as well, so
That'd
people
be great.
Can find
Appreciate it.
Find you that way. And you've written several albums mm-hmm. that are replete with poetic songs, and that was something that stood out to me about the name of the concert, is you call it, you know, poetry on the guitar.
Yeah.
And I think those qualities really come through clearly.
Thank you.
We have enough time for at least one more song.
Okay.
Would you like to play another one?
Sure. I'm going to play one of my favorite Scottish folk songs, Water is White. Thank you.
is why I can't cross over, I neither have wings to fly. Build me a boat I can carry to, and boats shall row. My love and I, and boats shall row. My love and I, and boats shall row. My love and I.
Thank you so much, Hiro, for sharing your gift of music with us here at Katie and Kay.
Thank you, Raleigh, for having me.
And I just thought of another place people can find more information about this concert is in the Sopra Sun, out today, new issue every Thursday.
Great.
So much appreciated. Thanks for stopping in.
No, thank you.
And for arranging this concert tonight. I personally look forward to it very much.
Thank you, Raleigh.
Yeah. This has been Everything Under the Sun. We're going to go out with the old Express Yourself theme, just for fun. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Stay tuned for Ask the Vet coming up next.